Rav Volpe pointed out last time that having a klal, a general approach to personal development, is extremely helpful, just like it is in other areas of Torah. But Rav Volpe pointed out that he's going to present three, and that's really important because not everybody thinks about personal growth in the same way. And so having individualized, so to speak, client-centered ways of approaching personal growth, avoda hamusaris that he calls it, that's, I think it's very empowering for us. It's also important because it gives us the opportunity to potentially try different things or think about it in different contexts. So I'm extremely excited about these 3 weeks where we're going to be focusing each week on a different approach to our personal development, to our avoda musaris. It doesn't matter if you have never attended this series this year, if you've never thought about personal growth, if we've thought about personal growth but we've struggled, these klolim give us a fresh start, a new idea. Let's consider this idea, and it's so powerful. It really is with the theme of the power Torah that we're using for beginning our week. It will help us think about, this klal can think about a lot of different specific ideas. Now, the introduction of today's first theme, concept, klal, approach to personal development comes from the 1950s. The 1950s saw the passing of one of the greatest Torah luminaries of the 20th century. He was living in Bnei Brak, but he had no formal title or rabbinic position. He was known by the moniker, the author of one of his sets of Svarim, Chazon Ish. Ish, Chazon means the vision, Ish, Aleph, Yud Shin, Avram Yeshaya Karelitz. The Chazon Ish was a rabbinic giant, a giant among giants. He had grown up in Europe and Lithuania, and he was a close confidant of the greatest Gaon of pre-war Europe, Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski. And then before the Holocaust in the 1930s, he emigrated to Israel, where he settled in and published magisterial, incredible Svarim in all aspects of Halacha, including those which are largely ignored, like Taharos or Kachim. But the Chazon Ish also wrote a thin volume called Emuna Ubitachon. And in Emuna Ubitachon, he identifies for us one approach to personal development. He distills it down to one principle. And that's what, hopefully you received it by email this morning. If not, it's posted here on the Neely Facebook page. And if not, I'll read it for you. Rav Volpe quotes a section here from the Sefer Emuna Ubitachon. He writes, this is the top line in the source, in the big chunk that you have in front of you. Bishorsham, at their root, at the root of all good, positive, enlightened traits, all good things. Ein kan rak mida achas tova u mida achas ra'a. There actually is, at the root, only one mida. It's one mida tova, it's either a positive mida, and it's the opposite of it. But all the midos, all the specifics, they all boil down to one, says the Chazon Ish. Now this mida that the Chazon Ish is going to tell us, this philosophy, this idea, it cuts across all aspects of life, personal, family, also work-related. And as we'll see in a little bit, there is a principle, a corollary to this principle, which is found in this really fascinating work. This is a leadership volume called Leadership and Self-Deception, Getting Out of the Box by the Arbinger Institute. These guys, they never heard of the Chazon Ish, I suspect, and they wrote it's a leadership fable, which is not uncommon in this genre. It's a story meant to bring out leadership principles in a work context. But this book, which is a very interesting read, it's a quick read and it's a very insightful comment on thinking about ourselves, is all rooted in the same philosophy as the Chazon Ish. Because the Arbinger Institute teaches that it comes back to one nakuda about being in the box or out of the box. But what is the box? What does this mean? So they're mechavin to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish explains. Hamida hara'a. What is the negative trait? Hi ha-haznacha es ha-chayim ha-tiviyim al mahalcham ha-tivi. It is leaving, abandoning. La-hazniach means just to desert. It's allowing the chayim ha-tiviyim, the natural life, just to go its own way. Just to go with the flow. U-beli kol hishtadlus. And without any intervention, you know what will happen? Yishtali b'midos haros kulan. Without any focus on self-development or refinement, if we just let ourselves be in our natural state, that natural state, says the Chazon Ish, will devolve into ye ka'asan mitsuyan. The person will be an exceptionally accomplished, angry person. No ke mitsuyan. The person will be an amazing revenge taker. Goe mitsuyan. Amazingly arrogant. V'chein hala, and so forth. Lo yechzar lo mikol midos ro shememenu shemonu chachamim u'uma. He will not lack in any negative trait. Everything will be there. V'hamida hatova. This is such a powerful idea, says the Chazon Ish. But you know what the good trait is? There's one mida. It's all about this. We all have this. Hi ha-haskama ha-muchletes. It is the firm conviction. Levaker. To prioritize. Es ha-regesh ha-musari. Our regesh ha-musari. Our internal moral compass. Our musar literally means ethical. Regesh is sensitivity. Our regesh ha-musari, our regesh ha-ta'avani. Over the physical base pleasure-seeking desires. That's it, says the Chazon Ish. That's all we need to do. We need to prioritize one side of ourselves, one dimension, one part of our personality, that which sees the regesh hamusari, the values, the nobility, the potential, the humanity, over the base desires. Uminakuda zu, and from this perspective, this one simple shift, which we all know is not simple at all, and it's a lifetime of work, and then some. Hu lochim neged kol midos haros yachad. A person fights, and mirtz Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya conquers with God's help, all the negative traits at the same time, because this one principle has implications that cut across all other domains. V'lo yitochin, the Chazon Ish points out, it's not possible. Shetiye haskamazu l'chatzoin. It can't be a partial commitment. It doesn't mean that we can't work in stages, but the commitment has to be 100%. Shezel ish yera or haseichel uskulas hanefesh. This person, each one of us, who's tapped into or haseichel, the light of our intellect, of our neshama, of our better half, of our best self, uskulas hanefesh, and the treasure of our soul, hikitsu, they woke the person up, v'ishpiu olav l'bechiras hatov, and inspired the person to choose good. That will drive that person, who shoif b'shoa tov v'latov. A person will then be inspired to do more good, to accomplish good, to be good. L'tov b'li mitzarim, to be good without any boundary. Ve'ino roa sova l'nafsho, you won't find, or she won't find, any satiation, any rest, b'chol atov sheyaseh, it's going to continue. We're never going to be satisfied with the good that we did. We're going to keep accomplishing more and becoming better. V'uro olam nitzchi b'lti keitzu b'lti tachlis. He will be, and she will be able to see, a perpetual, eternal world of goodness without any limit. V'charega, and just like that, with that split decision, Yisayev kol midos ro'os yachad, the person will reject all negative traits. Simple. Uh-huh. Not so easy, but it is, that's what's the beauty of this. It's actually one simple principle, thinking to ourselves, what's our orientation? What's our klal? When we are faced with choices, are we making that decision out of a place of instinct, of an instinct that is unrefined, that's pulling from the base desires of ourselves, or is it from our place of moach? Rav Kook explains in the Ein Hayah, that's the whole reason that we make brachos. Brachos, they orient ourselves spiritually with a neshama, so that this decision to eat, what to eat, and how to eat is made from the perspective of the Olam HaSeichel. He talks about that also in the concept of Zimun, of setting aside a place where we can be spiritual about our eating. And this is where this fascinating volume, this book, comes into play. The crux of this book is that there is a difference between being in the box versus being out of the box. A person who's in the box finds themselves as a victim. They see themselves, when I'm in the box, when I'm in the Midos Rose category for the Chazon Ish, I see myself as a victim, hardworking, important, fair, sensitive. I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing a good job. And how do I see the other person? When I'm in the box vis-a-vis them, I see them as lazy, inconsiderate, unappreciative, insensitive, a faker, a lousy person. The box, in the box and out of the box, according to this, comes actually back to this incredible, it's the same yesod as the Chazon Ish. The box is what they call self-betrayal. And they use a mashal, a parable, that there's a husband and a wife, and they're lying asleep, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, their toddler wakes up and starts crying. So they focus on the husband in this case. The husband silently wakes up. And what's his first instinct? He's a good person. He's a good man. He's a good husband. His first instinct is to wake up and take care of the baby. But then he says, nah. He betrays that inner moral conscience, what the Chazon Ish might call that Or HaSeichel, that Skulas HaNefesh, that Regesh HaMusari, that inner moral compass. It's betrayed. That's the key in the book, self-betrayal. An act contrary to what I feel I should do for another is called an act of self-betrayal. So now, the man, let's say it's me, once I decide, you know what, I don't have to get up because she can get up. When she doesn't get up, I start to see myself because I'm in this box, because I betrayed myself, because I slipped into the regish hata'avani. Now I see myself as the victim. You know, I really should sleep. I'm tired. I have to go to work tomorrow. I have a lot of things to do. And she's lazy. She's inconsiderate, unappreciative. And they give many different examples of how the blame game gets started. Collusion, lots of box problems, all these issues. This fascinating book on leadership and self-deception, it's all based on the same principle. That how we view the world, the way we see things, our perspective is actually rooted in our values. It's the consequence of the decision that we make, and that decision comes from one nekuda. All the different decisions, there are different midos pratios, but they're rooted in the Chazon Ish's point that there's one frame. It's one simple box. Do we honor that inner voice, the Regesh HaSichli, the Regesh HaMusari, or do we betray that voice and we listen to the other voice, that's within us, the Regesh HaTavani. And that Regesh HaTavani, if we listen to it, that's what they call being in the box. And once you're in the box, you're so blinded from everything, so everything is warped, your perspective is totally faulty. It's exactly the principle of the Chazon Ish. So Rav Volpe goes on now in the second paragraph here to explain. Yesh la'adam regesh musari. A person has a personal moral sense of right and wrong, of what we should be doing, how we should be living. Mitivo, from our nature. Halochish lo bebirur, that whispers to us clearly, ketzad yisnag b'chol inyanav, how we should act in all of our areas of life. Regesh musarizu einu nofil klal meharegesh hata'avani hativi. It doesn't fall anywhere from the natural feeling, the regish of being a ta'avan, of following that base instinct. Kishneim mudbarim ba'adam. They're both within us. Rather, what do we need to do? Ein la'adam ela levaker. Our responsibility is levaker, from lashon of bechor, to prioritize, to choose. Levaker es haregish ha'musari al haregish ha'tavani. It's important to have a regesh ha'tavani. The Gemara says in the beginning of Yuma that when the Chazal, when they prayed for the Yetzer Hara, for that drive, that base physical drive of intimacy, of intercourse, the sexual desire to be taken away, that lust to be removed from the world, Chazal say it was suspended, whatever it means that the eyes were poked out, and for 3 days there were no eggs to be found in any chicken coop in all of Israel. That's not the problem. It's not a problem to have a regesh ha'tavani. The problem is if that is the lens through which you make your decisions, through which we lead our lives, through which I think about how I want to see things. We leave that where it is. We choose to prioritize levaker, our regesh hasichli, our musari. What's the ethical choice? Not what is the pleasurable choice. What's the instant gratification choice? What's the meaningful choice? Each one of us, he quotes now the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, that we were created yashar. A person was created yashar. We have that yashrus, that internal moral compass. All human beings have that. So the Rambam says, if a person chooses nod varucha, to stand before God, v'holach yashar kamosha aso elokim, to follow that path of being just and right. And then he quotes the Ramban here, of Asisa yashar v'hatov. Last line in the paragraph, hare hayashar v'hatov, the good and the right, that choice to honor our inner moral compass that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, hi ha-han-aga sheha-adam me'atzmo omid aleha. There is an internal, automatic voice. There is an automatic moral compass that a person has built in that we just need to stand it up. We need to support it. We need to promote it. Belitzivuyim pratiyim shel Torah. Without the Torah commanding us to do the right thing, we have an inner drive. That's how the Ramban explains, v'asisa yashavatov, we should do the right thing. How do we know what the right thing is? The answer is, we have that inner voice of what we know is the right thing. Unless we've, God forbid, corrupted that to such an extent. But chas v'shalom, we know our inner voice, that instant reaction of the regesh hamusari, of what the right thing to do is when we have that interaction with our friend, when we're in a crowd, and what the right response is to honor someone, to pick them up rather than knock them down. We hear it, and then the question is, do we honor it or do we betray it? The Chazon Ish says, all tikkun amidos, all self-development comes back to this one shorish, this one root. This is our first approach of thinking about how do we develop ourselves. It's thinking about that one core principle, that klal of having our inner spiritual moral compass drive everything that we decide and that we do in life. This is part number one. Mirza Hashem Rav Volpe is going to move on to two and three, but at least this week, maybe take a moment. We can reflect for a moment right now or at some point in our day. How are we making decisions? How are we seeing things? Are we honoring that inner regesh hamusari in our lives? Have a great week.